It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Monte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher, Boy Shasky.
Take him out!
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
The same distance he hit from in the Super Bowl to set a short-lived record. To make it a two-score game. Moody, it is no good.
Mark Sanchez, man. You can isolate that. Oh, it goes left. And you knew what was going left. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. I don't have a long one in me. I don't. Yesterday was deflating. It was draining. And boy, is that the worst loss under Kyle Shanahan? Let's take away the first season where it's an expansion team. In 2018, the quarterback goes down, Jimmy Garoppolo in week three. But since 2019, is that the worst regular season loss under Kyle Shanahan? There's been some bad ones. There's the 11-10 game in Denver where Jimmy threw the pick eight. There's the Cardinals game at Levi Stadium where Colt McCoy looked like Roger Staubach and James Conner looked like the second coming of Earl Campbell. You've got some bad regular season losses.
On second and five, this is Eno Benjamin. A little hop step, and oh, he trucked Trey Kirkpatrick and takes it in for the touchdown.
Oh my goodness. Kevin Kugler.
The Ravens game on Christmas was pretty bad.
But they were a really good team. When I think of bad.
Yeah, they got thumped.
They got thumped. But you know what? When I think about
bad. You mean bad loss.
Like
bad,
as in this is like a bad
okay,
loss.
Okay, Seattle. This, okay, you want to know? I know you brought up 1988 and this reminded me of the Seattle game, okay, the one they went to overtime with, and there was all these clock issues toward the end of the game where they were speeding things up when they had no, like, in that game, it was either you walk away with a tie or you win the game. You cannot give the ball back to Seattle and lose the game. It's either tie or win, and that's it. And that's why I look at the situation yesterday, and I know you and I just disagree, and that's fine. There was no need to call a timeout with 1:54 left on the clock. I would have allowed it to get down to 1 minute. Once it gets down to 1 minute, yeah, you can burn a timeout. Fine, go right ahead. That would be two play calls that they would call. It would be third down. They're probably going to throw up multiple times in that situation because they need seven. The last thing I am doing is allowing enough time on the clock because if I don't, it's not four down territory. When you're chasing, it's four down territory, meaning you're going for it on fourth down. In a tie game situation, you can always punt because you could get stopped. And that sack that they had after the Ronnie Bell drop, it was a disaster. And I get it. You got to make plays. You got to make catches. But you also have to insulate yourself from mistakes that might happen on the field. And I just thought the clock measure, the list of things that were wrong, it's not the top.
No,
but
I think
it's in there.
I think it's all the way down on the list because I had no problem with calling the timeout because I did want more time for the offense to operate so they could take their time in a 2 minute drill. Hey, let's call
a
play.
That's where
Let me finish. No, it's in there. So what? I don't care. It's 2024.
It's a 1 minute drill.
I don't care.
Peyton,
no, I disagree.
It's a 1 minute drill.
I don't give a damn about what Peyton said.
Peyton
I don't care
smart.
About what
How
Peyton
about
said yesterday.
How about
I don't
Mahomes?
Care about. I don't care about that. Call a timeout there, second down. My offense is in control. My offense is in control.
Yeah,
because if you don't call a timeout and you only get 30 seconds back, and you say, well, it only takes two plays to get in the field goal range, now we're to asking a team that's not really accustomed to stretching the field consistently like the 49ers and their vertical passing game being picked apart and being behind the times. I want as much time as I want, and I want control of the football game. At a minute 53 with a team with no Debo, no Christian McCaffrey, no George Kittle, and I call up a perfect play to Ronnie Bell to get myself in the field goal range and control the clock. That situation would have been completely irrelevant if the players made plays. So, yes, I do disagree with that. I had no problem with them calling a timeout to conserve time, saying, okay, if we get the ball back, we have our chance to just kind of ease into a two-minute drill. If we want to run the ball in a situation in a two-minute drill, if we want to get close, we can do that. But we have control of the entire football game instead of risking, hey, if we stop the Rams on third down, what if they throw a pass, right? Because they may throw a pass.
Okay.
You tackle them at the one. Then what are you going to do? You're going to let the time even roll?
You blow a timeout under 1 minute. You still have plenty of time to work the whole field.
I had no problem with that timeout.
Belichick's talked about this over and over. Peyton Manning's talked about it. Tom Brady.
I had no problem with that timeout.
Everyone said, it's not a 2 minute drill anymore. It's a 1 minute drill.
Yeah, but I had no problem. With the 49ers in their vertical passing game,
they moved the ball.
We need all
well
the time
yesterday.
We can get.
But they moved the ball well yesterday.
They did. But in that situation.
This coach still, time and time again, doesn't understand clock situation. So that to me is on the list of many items, defense as well. Like you're not stopping a nosebleed. You turn the ball back over to them and you give them any time on the clock, you are losing that game, which they did.
It wasn't that egregious to me. And then, by the way, that point is moot if you make a freaking tackle on the punt team and Xavier Smith doesn't return a punt, he fields at that 15.
So you felt good giving them the ball with whatever, what it was, 40 seconds? They were going to win that game.
They should have never had the ball back.
The minute you punted it back to them, they were winning that game.
I don't think like that. I don't think like that. Now, I'm thinking ahead of the game. Hold on, let me finish before you cut me off again. I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to get in the field goal range and control the freaking game. Nah, you blow it. I don't factor in a drop pass. Like, I'm calling the play of saying my player's got to make a play. You make a play, Ronnie Bell, we're in the field goal range, we're taking a couple knees or a couple run plays, game's over in the regulation, right? They don't touch the ball. They don't touch
the
ball again.
You gave them the ball back to 42 seconds. Baked into throwing.
Well, you make the tackle at the 15-yard line, Shasky. You make the tackle at the 15-yard line like you're supposed to on special teams.
So you think they were stopping them? After they gave up a 50-yard PI.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I have faith in that defense stopping them.
Okay.
So that's you.
Zero
you think
they were going to stop.
Well, that's you.
Zero faith.
And you're a rational fan sometimes.
No, no.
You're a rational fan sometimes.
It's the reality of this defense
calling the timeout.
Games.
I'm doing that thing. And so I'm calling the timeout, saving time for Brock Purdy to do what he needs to do if you need to scramble. Because all of a sudden you get the scramble drills and you got less than a minute and you don't have the, and you got the timeouts. Now you got to burn them. Nah, I'm good off that. I want a minute 53. I want as much time as I can to operate down the field and get myself in the field goal position. At that point, you make a tackle on special teams. They got first and 10 at the 15. They still need about 45, 50 yards with no timeouts left. You get one sack, that's 20 seconds.
They weren't getting a sack. They didn't get any sacks yesterday.
Who knows, 45 seconds on the clock.
It's a clock game. Out of all the things you bitch and moan about this morning,
I'm not going to bitch and moan about a timeout. No, that was like 2015 on my list. The timeout on second down. That didn't change the damn game. The game got changed because you don't make tackles. To me, it was the same loss. Whatever. We can nitpick about that. But it's one of the worst regular season losses under Kyle Shanahan. I think we both.
I was watching it on YouTube. I was watching it on the YouTube stream, and there's 3 minutes to go. I'm doing the live video, and Garendo goes out of bounds, and there's a penalty. I'm like, what are we doing, guys? What are we doing? Then they throw a pass to Juwan Jennings, and the throw takes him out of bounds. What are we doing? Why are we stopping the clock? With the final 6 minutes of a game, the clock is as important as play calls. The timeouts and when you use them and how you allocate them are as important as any play that you can call. And so all of these things, when you lose a game, come back to roost and you have to reflect on them. And it's week in, week out. We can nitpick a timeout here, a not burned timeout there. And we say to ourselves, God, if they just had one more play or this play. And I'm going to hyper focus on the timeouts.
Yeah, I don't think the timeout is a big deal.
I'm not going to hype.
Well, about time, because Super Bowl 54, I'm sitting here talking about the clock. The whole damn thing's been like that. So I'm over the clock management. Kyle's not great at that situation. He's not great in clock management. But that position, I understood why he called a timeout. He's thinking to myself, I need as much time. I can't let the Rams bleed the clock down to give myself, I want to give my offense and Purdy an opportunity to win the game at the end of regulation. So we can disagree on that. To me, it wasn't the biggest issue in the world. There's a lot of other issues. Special teams. Outside containment, not converting on third downs, drop passes. How many drop passes yesterday? 6 or 7? I mean, come on, man. Penalties. You're 7-11 on penalties. You know, you 7-4 over 100 yards in penalties. There's a lot of things that went wrong yesterday, and I'm looking at that tight end, that timeout, saying that's not one of them, in my opinion.
It is. That's just me.
We disagree on that one.
And the reason being is because when you're in it's a three-down situation because it's a tie game. So if you pump the ball back to the other team, if you're chasing, you get 4 downs, right? And it doesn't matter. You turn it over because you're chasing the lead. When you are in a tie game, the last thing you can do is give your opponent the ball at home with an opportunity to march down. And so to me, this is – This is very, 2 minutes is 1980s football. We are in the 1 minute era. We watched some of the great quarterbacks. Kirk Cousins last week on Monday Night Football had 38 seconds and marched the distance for a field goal.
Yeah, but that team played
with
super
no timeouts.
Soft. That Philadelphia made a philosophical disagreement.
But they played. It's not a 2 minute drill.
I understand that. I understand that completely. Been saying that for years. It's a 1 minute drill. I think I coined that on this station. They played soft Philadelphia. That's one thing. Vic Fangio played a previous defense. But here's the other thing. We can't go back and say, boy, 1 minute drill, that's plenty of time. When all last week, what did we discuss last week? The vertical passing game is out of touch. They don't take deep shots. They don't do this. They don't do that with their passing game. It's outdated. They don't throw outside the numbers. Everything's in the middle of the field. So if 30 seconds are left and all they do is throw over the middle of the field, who the hell knows if they're even going to have time to even line up for a field goal?
They were gashing them in the middle of the field yesterday. You throw a 15-yard slant or an in route of some sort. You gump up, you spike it. You got 25 seconds left. Like, again, Peyton Manning went through this entire operation. He's like, look,
I don't need Peyton Manning to tell me how to run a damn 2 minute drill. I'm watching football my whole life, and I've been watching this head coach for his entire career with the 49ers. In that situation, when I got Juwan Jennings knowing that, okay, I got him cooking, but got nobody else in the passing game cooking, I want as much time as I can get. I got control of the football game. At the point, even though it's a tie game, at that point, I've got control of the football game.
You don't, though, because you
they
only
did.
Have three plays.
They did. But if Ronnie Bell catches a pass, if Ronnie Bell catches a damn pass, this entire conversation, we're not even
Ronnie's
having it.
Never
we're not
a
even
pass.
Having it.
Ronnie's
so
never
what?
Caught
but
a
he's
pass.
Hit him in the hands. I got to. He's on the field. I got to trust him to make a play. That's on him to not make a play. So he doesn't make the play, and you have control of the entire football game.
He's never made a play. He's never made a play in a game, preseason or regular season.
No, he has made a play.
He has made a play.
He's made a couple plays last Thursday night football against the New York Giants last season. He did make plays. So to say he's never made a play is factually not correct. That is inaccurate. He has made plays.
He has made a lot of plays. Five drops in preseason alone this year. He's done nothing.
So how about this, though?
And you have a $30 million receiver. What's the point of having a $30 million receiver?
This is another reason why I agree with the timeout. So say if they don't call a timeout and it runs on fourth down. Say it gets to fourth down, and there's about 40 seconds left on the clock,
right?
There would have been 50. About 50 seconds,
okay.
Right? What if they do score?
Okay.
They do score, and they go for two.
You're in the same situation. You're going for a field goal. Like, you're only down one now. Like, again, you're
with
in the exact
less time.
Same. Now you have 40-some-odd seconds after
yeah,
the players
I don't
run.
Agree. I
you
don't
have
agree
two
with
timeouts.
It.
This is part of it.
Yeah,
the
I don't
game
agree.
Is over with a field goal, whether it's a one-point lead for the Rams. And in that situation, I actually like it better because you know it's four-down territory.
I don't agree
because
with
you're
it.
Chasing a point. In a tie game, the last thing you can do with only three plays is pump the ball back to the other team with time, knowing that your special teams is putrid.
We're now basking in with 40 seconds left, basically 50 seconds left. We're nitpicking. We're now saying that's enough time when Brandon Ayuk is on the milk carton. Ronnie Bell can't catch a cold. You've got no tight end, and we expect the Niners to get in a position to score?
Brock was cooking yesterday, and their offense was moving the ball.
They were moving the ball, but that's not good enough.
If you get the kickoff at the 30, and you have 40 seconds with two timeouts, if you can't drive with this coach and that quarterback in that game, because the game matters, in that game where they were moving the ball, I'm saying, like, what are we doing here, guys? We can't get to field goal range?
What critical play did they make in the fourth quarter? When they needed to make a play in the fourth quarter, what play did they make in the last 5 minutes of that game?
Brock scrambled and made a humongous first down where he slid down.
And what did that lead them to?
To get to first
and
goal.
What did that lead them to?
A field goal attempt. A missed field goal. Okay.
A missed field goal. They didn't make enough plays critically. So to ask them to make a play with 40 seconds left. No, come on, man.
What do you
mean? That second down play. That timeout had nothing to do with anything.
I'm totally in agreement with the timeout
on second down to give my team enough time to roll and to have control of the football game. That ensured me that, you know what, if we make enough plays on the stretch, the Rams won't get the ball again. Well, they did, and you missed the damn tackle on special teams, and you gave up a 34, 35-yard punt return. That wasn't baked into the equation. How about you make a tackle? I got a lot of confidence, even though the defense was struggling yesterday, with 40 seconds left and the Rams having no timeouts, I have confidence in my defense to make enough plays to send that game to overtime. time. I do.
But
that's
wait,
me.
So the offense that moved the ball and scored and had a historic day from a wide receiver, okay, you had no confidence in them to score late.
No, I did have. No, I didn't say that. See, now you're parsing my words.
No, I'm not. I'm listening.
I don't have enough. No, you're interrupting me left and right. You don't have enough playmakers out there with 40 seconds left to make enough plays. If Ayuk is not making plays, Ronnie Bell can't make a catch, and you got that much time, I don't believe. We just had a conversation all last week, multiple guests, about the vertical passing game and how they don't throw outside the numbers. And now we're expecting them to do something different in crunch time?
No, the game matters. The feel of the game. Had you only thrown for 110 yards in that game, my opinion would be different. You were gashing them via the pass with Juwan Jennings. In fact, it was so good, it was one of the most historic days a 49er wide receiver has ever had. So, yeah, and I thought that Purdy actually had pretty good pocket feel and was scrambling and moving around. So, I said it in real time on the screen. I'm going to go to my dying bed. You don't need a full 2 minutes in 2024 with one timeout or even no timeouts to get into field goal range.
But with Shanahan and his offense and his philosophy, I think you need all the time in the world. I think it's been proven that his two-minute drills, it leaves a lot to be desired. So if it was Andy Reid coaching, sure, I'm with you. If it's McVay coaching, but we're talking about Kyle Shanahan, and we've got numerous data, a ton of data, that proves that, oh my gosh, Shanahan in two-minute situations, it leaves a lot to be desired. I don't know. I call the timeout. I have no problem with the timeout. That, to me, was way – that's not even in the top 10 of my blame game list of what went wrong yesterday for the San Francisco 49ers. I want to take a quick call. Let's go to BPA. He's been on the long. He's on hold the longest.
Yeah, I think you guys are arguing about like pretty small things in
some
the big
minuscule
picture.
Thing.
Bigger
Very
picture
minuscule.
Is yeah. I think Kyle butchered his defensive coordinator hire for a second consecutive year. He didn't fire a special teams coach who might be the worst special teams coach in the NFL, with plenty of evidence and sample size to support that. And he's really got no. You know, there's no one to blame. Except himself, and I've been a huge Kyle supporter. And when you butcher your D coordinator hire in consecutive years, that's bad. It's bad. It's a bad look. And Sorensen is terrible. I mean, that was one of the worst coach defenses I've ever seen from the 49ers in the Shanahan era. They had no idea what they were doing. They just rushed four, no disguise. And Shanahan's adherence to the scheme, thinking that's more important than the coach. The scheme is archaic, man. It's run its course, basically. And you look at, Spags and Flores, and the best defense coordinators in the NFL are showing a lot of different looks and pressures and blitzes. You can't just rush four if your defensive line isn't very good.
BPA, how many times has – and I thought the secondary was going to be improved. How many plays on the ball has the secondary made through three games?
Yeah, I've said this all offseason. We have terrible safeties. Terrible. Terrible, slow, can't cover. Jair Brown is very good. You know, Hufanga is such a linebacker. And so, you have bad safeties. I think we have a couple good corners. Who's the third corner? That's scary right now. But
hit him.
Yeah, they don't look coached up.
I mean, he doesn't deserve to have his name pronounced properly. The guy stinks.
That's disrespectful, man. Put some respect on his government. His mama may be listening.
Robin. Oh, my gosh!
Robin in San Francisco. Robin, what's happening?
Hey, sweetie. I was going to not call, but you called me out. I said I wasn't going to listen. Me and my friend Dean, we said, because we didn't want to hear the whining. And it was just so gut-wrenching. But here's the deal. What you've always, and maybe I've been saying it wrong, what you've always disagreed with me. And I said, the problem I have with Kyle Shanahan is his selection of personnel. That, to me, that was a collective loss yesterday. I think Brock Purdy did good, and of course the receiver, but Jennings, who's a slot receiver, really. But he did really good. They did good. And the bottom line is that he won't, his philosophy about getting the rush from the line so that the so that if the secondary doesn't get exposed. But that's been going on for years. When the last time we really, you did tell me we have a good secondary after
I thought we were good. Robin, I thought we were going to be good. I don't mean to interrupt you. I thought we were going to be good, and I think I'm way off on that.
Lott and Hicks, but here's the deal. The secondary really sucks, okay? To me, they were, like, the worst out there besides all the little mistakes. And nobody's talking about the penalties. It's almost as if they were not prepared. I don't understand it. That was a mystery yesterday. That's all I called in to say. But that personnel, that secondary sucks. I'm sorry. Well, Dante Whitner, even.
Well, you know, it goes hand-in-hand with a pass rush, right? Secondary, a great secondary could use a great pass rush. Pass rush can help out a secondary. So you don't have a pass rush. And Matthew Stafford's back there. One, 1,001, 1,002, 1,003, 1,004. Oh, let me let it fly. He had all the time in the world. It's hard in this league. And I'm not making excuses for these guys. I'm not. But it is hard in the NFL to cover for 3 to 4 to 5 to 6 seconds at a time. It is really hard. Now, with that said, Charvarius Ward probably shouldn't have played. If he's out there with soreness, with a hamstring and knee, he obviously was compromised a bit. I'd just rather not see him play. Because you're hurting your team by not being 100%. And he got smoked on a deep ball by Tutu Atwell and put the Rams in position to tie the football game at 24 a pop.
The deep ball was one that's going to, like, stick out. To me, it's all these bunch formations. And sometimes they have guys in movement. Sometimes they don't. But they just cloud it up. And it's a version of a pick play. And it's a version of a rub route. And then they just bring a crosser across. And they're like, we don't think Charvarius Ward. We don't think Tig Brown. We don't think Hufanga and all the other guys on this in the back end of this defense can cover on a crosser. How many crossing routes yesterday? Whether it's tight end, wide receiver, etc.
Second level throws, third level throws. It was all over the place.
And to your point about Stafford, he watch how many times he gets back to his back foot and is like, yeah, I'll climb in the pocket comfortably.
Very comfortably. Now I want to go back to the situation there because we brought up the deep ball. So say the 49ers don't call a timeout on second down. All right? 40 seconds
going to
elapse. There's 154. 40 seconds elapses off the play clock.
Uh-huh.
It's 114.
Okay.
Let's say the Niners stuffed the Rams on third down.
So now I would probably call a timeout.
Okay, so you're going to call a timeout.
Yes.
About a minute and five left.
The goal is to not allow them a possession after the current possession they have.
But
that's the goal.
Okay.
It's called playing the percentages.
Okay. But on the flip side.
Yeah?
They did call the timeout. If Ronnie Bell catches that pass, the Rams, you're basically ensuring that the Rams don't touch the ball over, right? So Shanahan, hold on before you cut me off. Shanahan is basically having confidence in his offense, saying, okay, we got enough time. We dialed up the plays. We don't have to rush in the initial 30 seconds. Call a couple plays, you know, quick cuddle, boom, boom, we're out of there. He catches that pass, Ronnie Bell. And I'm not blaming him on losing the game because there's a multiple things. But with Ronnie Bell, if he catches that pass, you ensure that the Rams don't touch the ball again. So it does work out when you call the timeout because you're like, all right, cool. Now we stabilize it. We got the ball inside the 30-yard line. I got a timeout to play with. The Rams are going to have to burn theirs. We're back in field goal range, and they're not touching the ball back in regulation.
To me, it's about playing the percentages, and it's very simple. I am not allowing the Rams, after they're at the goal line with close to 2 minutes left in the game, and it's basically a first and goal situation, I'm not allowing them to have another possession. If they're going to score a touchdown here, they're going to score a touchdown. I want to give myself about a minute.
Okay.
About a minute is what I'm looking for.
But Ronnie
so
Bell
that I'm giving, just hear me out, so that I can
Ronnie
give
Bell
myself.
Ronnie Bell catches the pass, they're not touching the ball again.
But he didn't catch it. And when you throw the ball, the clock is going to stop. So when you have a minute and a half, what you're saying is, even if I score quickly, I might let time on the clock for them. I have to execute brilliantly. And in a tie game scenario, as opposed to chasing, you have three plays, not four. This goes back to the overtime. When you are going for three plays, meaning first, second, and third, and you're not in a four down situation, you're limiting the margin of error. And one sack in that situation, you're screwed. One drop ball, you're screwed.
But you, as a coach, you don't coach like that saying, boy, if my guy drops a pass, he's got complete confidence in his players to make a play. And Brock Purdy threw a perfect throw to have the confidence to get a first down and get in the field goal range. So with that, if he just holds on to the damn football, the Rams are not touching the ball again.
But he doesn't.
So it works out.
But he doesn't.
But he dropped. But you know what? You got to play with the guys out there. You can't just go out there, well, Ronnie Bell's going to drop a pass, so why not just throw it to him? He made the great throw. It was a dime. Hit him right in the numbers. Shanahan said, oh, damn it. So that's all moot if he catches a pass and the Rams don't touch the ball again. I don't know, man. We disagree on that one. But look, what we don't disagree on is this is one of the worst losses under Kyle Shanahan, and we're going to continue to talk about it. 888-957-9570. That's coming up, brought to you by